USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are blaming China for backtracking on commitments in trade negotiations. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told reporters that the change happened within the last week and called it unacceptable. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune talks about what needs to happen next.
I think the president realizes that to get this deal done, to get China to end some of the trade abuses that have been occurring, they've got to take a hard line, and that's what he's doing.
All this talk of a U.S.-China trade war has sent stocks sliding. Currently, the Dow is down over 500 points. Folks in Iowa affected by the flooding who are wondering where their disaster aid is got an update from Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
If you qualify, you qualify. If there's money in the disaster relief funds, then that money continues to flow.
Currently, people in 55 counties in Iowa are eligible for federal aid. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Dems and the GOP continue to clash over the Russia investigation. The latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says when it comes to the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election, it should be declared case closed.
Stop endlessly relitigating a two-and-a-half-year-old election result and move forward.
But the top Senate Democrat then took to the floor, Chuck Schumer slamming McConnell for saying case closed on the investigation and saying that Republicans are circling the wagons to protect President Trump from accountability. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Georgia's heartbeat abortion bill is now a law. Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the LIFE Act into law on Tuesday morning. What the law does is make abortions illegal once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which is usually around 6 weeks into the pregnancy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As eating habits continue to change in the United States, what can we do and how can we improve them? Bea Wilson joins CBS This Morning and takes a look at our eating habits and describes some of the history of how we were fed and how our meals were planned.
We've got this huge surplus of calories in our diets, which in a way is a wonderful thing. It was something that our governments quite deliberately planned for after the Second World War, when people had suffered terrible hunger and scarcity. If you look back to 1950, half of all people on the planet were chronically underfed. Now it's something like one in nine. That's a miracle. That's a sort of fairy tale about food. But the thing that they forgot in this focus on quantity was quality. And we're paying the price now. So you have people suffering simultaneously from obesity and undernourishment.
And regarding protein bars, B says...
Well, my question is, why is it called a protein bar and not a sugar bar?
I totally agree.
That's one of the enigmas. Yeah. Another enigma is, why are there just so many of them? I mean, did you know, and this staggered me, on the market in the US, there are around 4,000 different protein bars. Mm-hmm. Why do we need 4, that
000,
many?
4,000, yeah.
4,000, and yet there's only one kind of banana.
B also says, don't worry, it's not just the United States that's fighting the battle of the bulge. It's overseas as well. And the Dow is continuing to slide as investors weigh the possibility of President Trump hiking tariffs on Chinese goods. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.